Good morning, and welcome to the Shop Local Show with Kelly McKay. Wherever you are in WHHC country, we're glad you joined us, and thank you for making us part of your day. For the next hour, we'll be telling you about fantastic local businesses and the benefits of shopping locally. We will also shine the spotlight on one very special local business. And now, from the 103.7 WHHT Toyota of Bowling Green Studios, here's your host, Kelly McKay.
It is finally Friday. Good morning. Jesse Muse with Mills Real Estate and Auction Company. Stepping back into my world.
Your world. Right here.
That's right.
Friday morning.
At least for the next hour.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's our world, I guess, technically, because you're with me.
Yeah, so. Exactly.
How you doing this morning, Jesse?
Oh, I'm good. If I was any better, I couldn't stand it.
I couldn't either. I don't think I could either. Welcome back, my friend. Happy to have you.
I appreciate it. I'm glad to be back.
A little chilly out there this morning, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't like this. You know I don't like this.
I know you don't like this, but you're wearing a short sleeve.
Well, here's the thing. I finally feel like if you walk outside and you get numb, then you don't get cold. You just get cold real quick, and then all of a sudden you just get numb. And, you know, and that's okay.
True. I walked into the office this morning. I was like, whew.
Yeah.
It's a little chilly. The first thermostat that I walked by, it said 65. And I thought, okay, we haven't flipped the switch just yet.
Yeah, I can tell you right now, at my house.
You flipped the switch.
Oh, that heat is on. Mm-hmm. It is on.
So last night, right before we were going to bed, I said, honey, it's 65 here.
Mm.
And he said, yeah, that's perfect sleeping weather. You know, I said,
It was
66.
Oh, never mind. 66, 65. That's a big difference there.
Yeah. And I said, it's a little chilly in here. And he said, oh, it's perfect. It feels good. I like it cold, cool when we're sleeping. I'm like, yeah, but in the morning, it's going to be cold.
It's going to be cold, cold.
So he said, we'll flip the heat on to 66. The heat on to 66.
Yeah.
So that's what he did last night. It wasn't terrible this morning,
but
after he left, I bumped that up to 70 to let the house warm up just a little bit because I was cold.
Bless his heart.
Yeah.
Little feller.
Knocked it back down a little bit. So
I'm going to tell you right now, I freeze to death. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you might as well crank that thing up 71 or 2 on me.
I know. You don't like it.
Mm-mm.
You don't like it. So
I miss summer.
I do too already, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I missed it like... When it turned fall, I was missing it.
You know, sometime today, you just need to play one song, and you need to think of me, and that's Clint Black. You know, summer's coming. So you need to play that song. That's my request for the day. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know it.
Yeah.
It's, we've got cold weather coming.
Everybody thinks I'm a big guy. Like, I would hate the summertime. I'm like, y'all don't understand. Like, I am so cold natured, and
yeah,
I'm like,
you love the heat.
Oh man, I
think you love it more than I do.
I do.
I mean, seriously, I like the heat. I don't like the humidity. I do not like the humidity,
and it don't bother me.
See, it does me as a 47-year-old woman. It bothers me a little bit.
Well, hey, you know, it happens. Mm-hmm. It happens.
In the blink of an eye, it happens. I mean, it feels like just yesterday I was 25.
Yeah. And he just announced that twice to all of you all.
I did.
So you know she's telling you the truth.
I'm definitely telling the truth. And my wrinkles can speak for it.
I ain't saying a word. I got them too, so don't. I ain't saying a word. Yeah.
All right. Well, I do want to say thanks to all of our sponsors this week. We have First Insurance Group. We also have Fireline Outdoors. Med Center Health is our Wellness Wednesday sponsor this week. Also, Roots and Ramble Boutique, Southern Kentucky Collision, Boys and Girls Club of Glasgow, Barron County, and the one and only Jesse Muse, Realtor Auctioneer with Mills Real Estate and Auction Company. So,
yeah.
Last week, had a big sale. This week, you have a big sale?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Got a huge, huge sale this week. Really excited about it. 10 o'clock in the morning, It's 2109 Oak Grove Church Road and R. Crump Road. There is three farms in one right here. Two houses, 266 plus or minus acres. There's over 200 acres of crop ground. And you know what? A mile and a half of road frontage on the Cumberland Parkway.
Ooh.
On one side.
On one side.
And then the other side is another 1,500 feet of frontage on the Cumberland Parkway.
Wow.
And it's got two houses on it. It's got barns. We've got equipment, two tractors. There is a couple bush hogs down there, 10-foot woods. And this is the cool thing. We've got a lot of little tools and stuff that's inside of the barns and stuff we'll be selling as well. And a lot of personal property, good stuff. I got a 1995 Buick as a barn find. That it's not on the handbill, but I pulled it out. I put a battery in it. I pulled it out. It's been sitting probably 5, 6, 7 years, and I put a battery in it. We got it running. We pulled it out. It's under 100,000 miles.
No way.
Yes, and it will sell tomorrow as well. So
wow.
It's pretty neat when you can see a barn find like that. You get it cranking, you get it running, and pull it out. That's pretty neat. Mm-hmm. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, you like to find things like that.
I will. And you know, for everybody that don't know, on my Facebook page, if you get on my Facebook page, especially the day before an auction, I always like to go live and kind of show you everything that we have, and you know, spots of the house and the land, and then the personal property. I always do that. I hear a lot of people really talk good about me trying to just show people what we got that way. Because I mean, there's multiple sales going on in one day, and you got to know if you want to be there or not, you know.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, I'll be going Facebook Live today at some point this afternoon and kind of give you an idea of what we have. But if you are looking for land, building lots, farmland, homes, rental homes, forever homes, whatever you want, I've got it tomorrow. I can tell you that much.
Okay. All right. Lots up for auction tomorrow. So make sure you are a part of this. It's going to be a great day for an auction.
Weather's
going to be nice. It's going to be a good day for that. So
rain's not happening until tomorrow night, I think. Tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow night late.
Maybe Sunday.
Yeah, it's going to be dry, and you know, we'll have food on site. We'll have restrooms on site. So, you know, come out and hang out with us. It'd be a great day.
Yeah, definitely. 270-651-3000. That's 651-3000. Give us a call. If you have any questions about anything, if you just want to join our conversation, we would love to hear from you this morning. Let's talk about Roots and Ramble Boutique. Betsy Ann was in with us yesterday, and we talked about the hometown Christmas open houses that they are having here in just a couple of weeks. So that is November 6th, 7th, and 8th. That's Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And she told us yesterday that they will be crowning a Shop Local Queen.
Really?
Or a hometown queen. I forget how she said
nice.
It exactly. So how you get in the running to become the queen, you get a crown and everything.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
You have to visit all of those businesses that are on that Hometown Christmas open house card.
Yeah.
And get, you have to purchase something. One, you have to make a purchase at each of those businesses.
Mm-hmm.
You get your stamp or your punch or whatever. And then the very last place that you go to, you will turn that card in.
Mm-hmm.
And you will be eligible for, I believe she said the grand prize is worth $1,000, maybe? Maybe. I'm trying to remember. Anyway, it's a very nice big package.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well,
or maybe it's $500 in gift cards. Anyway, it's big. I should have written that down, and I did not. I apologize.
I don't care if somebody calls me a queen. I'd like to win that prize.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's all good.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I mean, I was like, challenge accepted. I mean, I wouldn't mind being the Shop Local Queen.
No, I wouldn't. I mean, I think you need to try.
I mean, I'm going to try.
Yeah. Who all is going to be in the running with you?
I don't know.
I mean, are you challenging everybody out there?
Kinda, yeah. I kinda am.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I get it.
Yeah, because and it's not just about the crown. It's about, I want people to shop local.
Hey, I'm telling you, I'm all about shopping local.
Mm-hmm.
100%.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thanks, Amber. That's so sweet. She says, I am the shop local queen.
Well, I mean, you know, I kind of felt like that. I mean, you are shop local.
It's unofficially, I guess.
You still need your crown. You still need your crown.
I do.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I walk around with this pretend crown on every day.
You got the halo on, don't you?
I do. Oh, well, I'm not an angel. Let's clarify. I am not an angel.
Well, hey, you got the halo. That's all I'm saying. You got the halo.
But Roots and Ramble, they hosted last night the Ghouls Night Out. And let me tell you, that place was hopping.
You know what? This was funny. I actually got on there and I seen where she had put that and posted that Ghouls Night Out. Mm-hmm. And I was like, man, is that not the coolest thing?
Yeah.
I thought it was. I mean, don't get me wrong. I doubt I would have went. But, you know.
Well, yeah.
I mean, it's not really a guy's deal. Ghouls Night Out, mm-hmm. you know. But. Mm-hmm. I was like, man, that's pretty good.
Pretty cool,
isn't
it?
Nice thinking on that.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I got a couple of things while I was there. In fact, I got one of these teletie clips that we talked about yesterday that I tried. So one of these flat clips, I got a couple of those.
Nice.
I had my hair up today.
Nice.
So I thought, I'm gonna try this out, and I really like it.
What did I say whenever I come in?
You said, I really like your hair up.
Exactly. So there you go. That was the cause of it right there.
And I appreciate that because I don't usually wear my hair up.
I don't know how many times I've seen it.
Not very often.
Yeah. I've not seen it. But I think it's a good thing.
Because you would think, here's the thing, you would think that putting your hair up would be something quick and, you know, boom, run out the door. Mm-mm. Mm-hmm. Not for me. This morning, it was quick. I mean, we're talking like 2 minutes.
Oh, man. Well, there you go.
And I was like, okay, I think I could probably wear these a little more often.
You see?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
And Betsy took care of you.
She did. She totally took care of me. So I recommend these teletie clips, the flat clips. They are the bomb.
Oh, man.
They
dot
really are.
.com.
That's exactly right. So, Betsy Ann, she has lots of fun things in the store right now. She still has a few, I think, Halloween tees, if she didn't sell out of all of them last night.
I don't know how she couldn't have. It looked like it was a booming place.
I know. It really was. I mean, that place, there were so many gals in there last night. And then I left and went to go get a facial. So, I'm sure there were more that came in after that. But she had some great sales. And she... you know, there were some exclusions on some of her new releases.
Yeah.
So the new Rambler collection and some of the new sweaters and new jeans that she had just released, those were not part of that. But I'm telling you, get in there and walk around and see everything that she has, because you're going to walk out with something in your hand. A great place to do some Christmas shopping, too. I know it's early, but folks are already doing it. Some folks are already done. I wish I was done.
You know, if you're a guy, and I know that you're thinking about this, but if you're a guy, it probably wouldn't be a bad idea to go get a gift card for...
Bada bing, bada boom.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
I mean, end of the day, because you know there's a lot of people that like that store.
Heck yeah.
I don't know a lady that don't like that store.
I don't know of anyone who doesn't like Ritz and Ramble.
Yeah. I mean, hey, Gooder sunglasses. I say them every time.
Yes, that's exactly right.
You know?
The Gooder sunglasses, the Bed Stew bags, the Leslie Curtis jewelry, the Aaron Gray jewelry, the Bog bags, Judy Blue jeans. I mean, Judy Blue jeans.
Judy Blue.
So, you know, the Risen, I like the Risen jeans as well. Those are, I actually got me a pair of those last night. So, yeah, there's so many things that you can buy there at Roots and Ramble. So stop in and see her. You can actually call or text this number as well, 270-590-1511, 590-1511. You can call or text that number if you have a question about something that is in store. 270-651-3000, 651-3000. And yeah, Jesse, it is auction season. So I know there are so many auctions. You go to rsmillsauctions.com.
Yep.
And I mean, you could scroll for what feels like days.
Yeah, we had five last Saturday.
Yeah.
And you know, but that just kind of shows that, I mean, we can handle how many ever auctions we need to do. You know, I mean, we got a big enough crew to be able to you know, to suffice what we need. I know we're getting late in the year, and we've got a lot of auctions booked until the end of the year. I've actually started booking into next year already, but into next spring. But you know, but hey, we try to help everybody out and get everybody in the right time lot, and you know, and do the best we can with them.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So if you are considering an auction, give Jesse a call. Okay. I know that you really enjoy. I mean, you can sell anything. I want to back up for just a moment, and I want you to tell this story if you want to, if you can, okay, over the air. So there was an auction set for what, a couple of weeks ago, maybe, and it sold before it went up for auction, before the auction,
yes,
took place.
Yes.
Can you talk about that?
Yeah.
I'm just curious.
I can. And, you know, generally, like, okay, so I've actually had a couple to do that in the last little bit.
Okay.
And it's probably a good thing you brought that up, because people was probably wondering what was going on with...
His phone rings off the hook, too, y'all. Just saying.
It does. But, you know, one was actually supposed to be today. Okay, so, and we got it under contract beforehand. So, you know, regardless on that, we hate to do that. But, I mean, when I work for the seller. So, whenever I work for the seller and then the buyer comes in, they say, hey, well... Can we make an offer on this property? I'm not going to deny an offer for the property for the seller. And so when the offer comes in and I take it to the seller, and the seller says, hey, I'm good with that. We have no choice besides, you know, hey, we're going to sell it pre-auction. We don't typically like to do that, but I mean, it is, it, like I said, we work for the seller. But we did. We had, I was gone. I was out of town whenever that one right there happened. And, we had a good offer on it, took the offer, got it done. And
you got it done while you were out of town.
I did. I did.
That's what I want you guys to hear. Even,
yeah,
though he was on vacation,
yeah,
he was out of town.
I was 700 miles away.
Yeah, but he took care of the seller.
I did. And, you know, and that's what I always try to do, because end of the day, whether I'm on vacation, if I'm out of town working, if I'm, you know, a lot of you all know that I show cattle, so I stay out of town sometimes for that. But I'm always working 365 days a year. So it's, you know, it's one of them things.
Unless you have no cell signal.
Unless I have no cell signal.
There's nothing you can do about that.
Yeah. Yeah. And, but, you know, generally most of the time I got something I can contact with. But, you know, and if I don't, you'll know it, you know. Yeah. But I do always try to take care of my sellers and, you know, the best that I possibly can. Because, mm-hmm, you know, that at number one, that keeps me in business. And number two, I got a heart for my sellers. And whenever we sign a contract for me to work with them, whether it's a listing or an auction, I feel like, you know, we then go into a relationship, you know, almost like family. So I got to try to take care of them like I promised them I would from the beginning.
Well, I mean, that's why you have the plaque on your wall in your office that you had sold. Was it over 30 million?
36 last
36,
year.
36, okay.
Yeah.
Over $36 million in property, in sales.
Yeah, I did.
That's a pretty astronomical number, Jesse.
For a year, I tell you what, I was blessed with good business last year. I was, and you know, and really over the last 7 or 8 years, you know, I've really been blessed with good business, and I appreciate everybody that's given me a, you know, give me an opportunity to work for them. And you know, one thing that I can say, I've not knocked on the first door, and this is not being, you know, this is being humble. I've not knocked on the first door in, I think, right at 7 years on trying to get a property to sell, list, auction, whatever. I tell people I want to work strictly off referrals. And the reason being, if you do a good job for somebody and they can go to their neighbor, they can go to their family and they can say, well, Jesse done a good job for me. He was honest. He was fair. Took care of me. Bent over backwards to make sure that everything was done. That means more to me than me trying to go and bid, right, for business, you know. Mm-hmm. And end of the day, I do put my heart and soul into every sale that I do. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes it don't always work out. You're never 100% on things. I try to be, but you know, the best I can do is the best I can.
Right.
And you know, but I do appreciate all the referrals that I've gotten, you know, from that. And you know, that's what's kept me in business.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. All right. 270-651-3000. That's 651-3000. You can call in this morning and get call in and join our conversation. So you can ask anything that Jesse, ask Jesse anything, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and if he can answer it, he will do his best. So do want to talk about Southern Kentucky Collision, and let me tell you, they moved just across the street. So their offices have moved just across the street, and they welcome you to come and visit their new office. They actually can serve you a little bit better, and their business is growing, or has grown. Mm-hmm. It continues to grow. So therefore, they needed a bigger space, and you can still see their the same faces there at Southern Kentucky Collision, mm-hmm. but you're going to see a few new faces as well. They still offer the same hometown service, that same commitment to quality. They just have a bigger, better space. And they called me yesterday, told me that my car is ready for pickup, and I will be going to pick that up this afternoon.
Nice.
Yes. So I had a little bit of a fender bender, and I just backed into the trailer in my driveway. So it's not normally sitting there, and I wasn't watching and wasn't paying attention because I had everything on my mind and backed right into it. So yeah, Southern Kentucky Collision took excellent care of me, and I'm thankful to be getting my car back today.
My bad.
I'm very appreciative to have a rental. Okay, my insurance covered my rental, but there's nothing like driving your own vehicle.
Oh, I know.
You know?
I know.
Driving your own vehicle. So I cannot wait to get my vehicle back. So go and see them, too, if you ran into a deer or the deer ran into you.
There's a lot of deer out this year.
There is. There is. Hit a deer, get a turkey is going on right now. And they have handed out over 450 turkeys in the last 11 years.
That's a lot of dead deer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A lot of dead turkeys, too. But yeah, they have. So whenever you pick up your vehicle, if you did hit a deer, whenever you pick up your vehicle, you get a turkey the same day. So keep that in mind.
Do you think there's anybody that ever just tried to hit a deer so they could probably get a turkey?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I wouldn't want to try to hit a deer. I would not want to try to hit a deer. So
you see a deer on the road. Hey, let's get that thing. We got a butterball coming.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So yeah, right. Hit a deer, get a turkey with Southern Kentucky Collision. It's not funny, but it is a fun promotion. Okay, because I know those deer can do some major damage to a vehicle. That's for darn sure.
What kind of turkeys are they? You know,
I'm not sure. Yeah. I really don't know.
We need to know if they're butterballs or if they're Jennies, Jennie-O, or you know.
I'll try to ask Landon today.
I'm just curious.
I'm not sure.
I mean, not that I just want to hit a deer.
Let me find out.
I'm just curious. I mean, you know, that's a legit question.
Mm-hmm.
She's looking at me right now like, Jesse, shut up.
I'm
on one this morning, Kelly.
Yeah, I can tell. I can try to find out what it is. I can try to find out what that is. So, yeah.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah. So, anyway, Southern Kentucky Collision, located at 202 Industrial Drive. They are still working in their old building across the street, but their new office is now at 202 Industrial Drive, Glasgow. Alrighty, 270-651-3000, 651-3000. I know Jesse has a big auction coming up tomorrow that he wants to touch on, talk quite a bit about this morning. So you want to go back to that?
Yep. We got, like I said earlier, if you missed it, 2109 Oak Grove Church Road. It is in Smith's Grove. It's got three farms, two homes, 266 plus or minus acres. Two tractors, a 95 Buick car that's got less than 100,000 miles on there. It's a nice barn find with that. Over 200 acres of crop ground. Farm one, farm two. We've got that broken up into 13 tracks. Nice building lots on them. And then the other farm is you got a property that's got 170 acres, almost full crop ground on it, pretty close. You're cropping about 90%, 90 to 95% of that. And then there's a house and a barn on it that's got a little over 6 acres with it. really nice farm. This is a hard-to-find place. Like I said, a mile and a half of road frontage on the Cumberland Parkway, right there at the exit ramp before you get off to either go to Louisville or Smith's Grove or Bowling Green. It is right there touching that parkway. And everybody has seen that crop ground over there before for years. And, you know, it's been well-maintained. It yields very good. It is a hard-to-find farm that's going to be like a once-in-a-lifetime buy. And you hear that a lot, but this is a family farm that they grew up on this farm. And their mom and dad had this farm, and it's been in the family for years and years. So, you know, you don't get many chances to ever bid on a farm that's been in a family for that long. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, this one's that. And it starts at 10 o'clock in the morning. We'd love to have you out there. You know, if you got any questions, give me a call, 270-670-9333.
Okay. All right. So I've got a question.
Uh-huh.
Oak Grove Church Road. Mm-hmm. You're saying that is in?
It's Smith's Grove.
It is Smith's Grove.
Yes.
Okay. So that there is a part of it in Barron, part of it in Warren County?
Well, you have got, there is a Warren, Edmondson, and Barron County line that goes pretty close there, but that is Barron County.
Okay.
So it is Barron County. But the line is extremely close to that. So, I mean, you're almost touching the line, if not touching the line. So,
okay.
You know, but it is a Barron County property. It's the Viola Williams estate. A lot of people probably knew Miss Williams and her family, but, yeah, it is in Barron County.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. I just had a question about that, so I wanted to make sure.
Yep.
So appreciate the text this morning. Yeah, if you have a question, seriously, if you have my number, you can text me, or if you just want to call us this morning, feel free to ask any question that you might have for Jesse. I do want to mention that I don't think you've been in here with me since, or maybe you were. I can't remember the time frame. Yeah, I guess you were, because I gave you your award. If you missed last time, Jesse was awarded Best of Barron, Best Auctioneer in the Best of Barron. So congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Jesse. Yes, I'm very proud of you. You so deserve that. Oh, hold on. I wanted to play this. I use Todd sound effects every now and then.
I like
so,
that.
Yes.
I like
so,
that.
Yes. So congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Very well deserved.
Well, you know, and I thank everybody for voting, but the main thing and what I've said too is, and I've told everybody this, that, you know, it's not just me that does it. My whole crew that works with me, and not for me, but with me, because I'm very adamant about that. If people knows me, I couldn't do it without everybody that works with me. And, you know, because, I mean, they're the ones that really help me and push me harder. And we work great together. So, I mean, it's a team effort. But I really appreciate everybody supporting me and giving me the business and voting for me to do that. It meant a lot.
Yes, absolutely. So, all righty. Let's talk about the Boys and Girls Club of Glasgow, Barron County. Most everyone from the club here locally just got back from conference, which was in Louisville. And they've brought back so many ideas, and they went through training. And so they're coming back loaded with all kinds of information and able to make the club even better than it already is. And they have so many fun things coming up. In fact, on Halloween night from 4 to 7, it's Nightmare on Columbia Avenue.
Uh-oh.
They're going to have food, games, candy. They're even haunting the upstairs of the club.
Really?
So it's going to turn into a haunt.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this is going to be an event for the entire family. Bring out the kids. Everybody is going to enjoy this. So definitely a safe, fun place to go for Halloween 4 to 7. Mm-hmm. And they also have something coming up. I don't know how many know this. You may know from listening this week, but the club actually has a food pantry mm-hmm. to help families there that the club members to help their families.
Mm-hmm.
So they are wanting to fill the shelves with food items, and you can bring your non-perishable items or even your spare change this season. You can drop it off anytime, but they're setting aside a day, pantry and Penny's Drive. This is on Wednesday, November 5th from 9 to 4. You can drop off non-perishables or drop off your loose change there at the Boys and Girls Club in the lobby. So they just want to restock their food pantry for their club members.
Oh, absolutely.
Make sure that those members and their family have food.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I couldn't imagine, I could not imagine not having enough food for my family.
Yep.
And so if you can help them out, I know that they would greatly appreciate that. They also have a fall festival coming up on November 15th. That's 10:30 to 3:30. They're at the club. They're going to have carnival games, food, inflatables, prizes. Vendors will be set up as well. So this is going to be a great event. They did this last year. This is the second annual fall festival. So make sure that you are a part of that as well. So lots of fun things happening at the Boys and Girls Club of Glasgow Barron County. If you would like to shop with a member for Spirit of Giving, you can volunteer. You can go by the club. You can actually call 270-629-3871. That's 629-3871. If you are not able to shop, but you want to help out, you want to give back, you can sponsor a child. So you can sponsor. And how this works is they have volunteers mm-hmm. who meet with the club member either the morning of or at lunch. This takes place on December 13th. And you will meet your child at the club and hang out with them, eat breakfast or grab lunch, depending on the time. And then you will meet them at Walmart, and they will van the kids over. Mm-hmm. You'll meet up with your member, and then you go shopping. And there's a list of items that they need. You know, it may be shoes. It may be pajamas. It may be a coat. It could just be long sleeve shirts. You know, mm-hmm. any number amount, anything that a child might need. And then there is a wish. You know, maybe it's a toy, or, you know, maybe it's some candy. Maybe it's, you know, whatever it might be. Skincare. Last year, the girls that I went shopping with, they wanted skincare. That was their wish.
That was their
extra
wish.
Yeah, that they got. So you get to go shopping and connect with these members and talk with them and learn about them. And it is just such a great day, and I enjoy it so much. So if you would like to do something like that, contact the club. Let them know that you want to volunteer or that you want to sponsor a child. 629-3871, 629-3871. All right, 270-651-3000, 651-3000. You know, Jesse, for those who may be considering auctioning their property, maybe they've never had an auction, they don't even know where to begin, they mm-hmm. don't know the ins and the outs, they don't know the benefits of an auction,
mm-hmm.
they hear us talking about this and they're like, maybe this is something I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of walk us through the steps, you know, how you meet with the person and mm-hmm. kind of take it from there.
If you're thinking about selling your property and you don't know how to sell it, and you're, you know, the number one question is, what's it cost? What's it cost to sell this? Or what are you going to do to sell this? You know, well, every property is different. Okay. Whether it's a listing or an auction, you'll call. We'd love to meet with you whenever we come out. We meet personally. We look at the property, and we kind of decide, hey, you know, this is a prime property for auction. I think it would do better at auction than what it will on the listing. Or this is a listing property. I think that you put it on the market, I think it's going to be, you know, better as a listing versus an auction, just because there are certain criteria of properties that, you know, you get a brand new home. Say you got a brand new home build, a new construction home. Generally, that's on the market, okay, because you've got a lot of people that's, you know, for the most part, financing, okay?
Right.
Now, I'm not saying that we can't finance with auctions, because you can do that, but financing with a listing is a little different because, you know, you get a little bit more time to think about this, and you have inspections that you have to go through with, you know, with the process.
Right.
You know, an auction is as is, where is. That's what we sell is as is, where is. You know, generally on that means you're going to take it in its current state. And so, you know, generally if you've got a property that, you know, may need some work on it, or maybe it's an estate, maybe it's, you know, it's got some land with it. You know, that's an auction. To us, that's an auction. That's something to be able to settle, to settle the sale, and to not be decisive or maybe partial for one way or another. If it's a if it's family that's multiple people in there says, well, it's worth this, and another person says it's worth this, well, you know what, put it up for auction. That is the, you know what it brings that day is what it's worth. That is a good appraised value on that property. They always say, well, how much is my property worth? An auction will tell you that. You know, so if you take multiple people and you put them up in front of each other, and they're going to give the max money that day of what they're willing to give, whether it's on a listing or an auction, but that day you're going to get that offer. That is live offers. And when you do that at an auction and you have a live offer at an auction and you bid one in, guess what? You bought it. Always remember, you bought it. And, you know, but I do think, and I wanted to say that part right there in particular, that, you know, always know that whenever you do buy property at an auction, and I know it's kind of off kilter, but when you do buy a property at an auction, just know that you need to stick with that. That is something that is a binding contract when you say, hey, I bought it. Now, going back to what I said, though, we love to work with people and make them feel as comfortable as I can, because if you got personal property, if you've got an estate with a lot of personal property, you know, there's different ways to auction property, different ways to list property. You know, we've got a lot of options for you that we want to try to make you feel the best, but we also want to make you the most money. Mm-hmm. And what we think that's going to make you the most money is what we're going to put forth. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not about, hey, I want to put this on the market and advertise it for everybody. It's the point that this is your livelihood. And when we sell that, the more we get out of it, the more you put in your pocket, the more that you can possibly spend on another home, or the more you can invest, yeah, or the more you can live off of.
Right.
You know, right. Yeah. It's highly important on that. But we do take that all seriousness with everything we look at. But we love to meet personally with somebody or the whole family and just kind of get everybody's ideas on it. And we want everybody to feel comfortable with what we do.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Okay. So keep that in mind. Some great advice and some things that you definitely need to know. You know, I haven't been to an auction in a while, but, you know, just observing the auctions that I have been to, and yep, people, you know, they bring in a lot of different people from a lot of different places.
They do. They do. And I'll tell you, regardless of, okay, so we had an auction last weekend, mm-hmm, and I won't get into detail, but we had some vehicles that was auctioning, and those was live and online simulcast. Mm-hmm. I had bids online from Hawaii.
Wow.
I had bids from Florida.
Wow.
I had bids from New York.
Okay.
You know, so when a realtor, and I'm also a realtor as well, but when a realtor tells you that, well, my advertisement's going on the MLS, it's going on a national listing. Well, so does auctions. Mm-hmm. People sees auctions. People out of state sees auctions. We actually sell a lot of property that is bought from out of state. Mm-hmm. I've sold property to people in Alaska. I've sold property to people in Arizona. I've had New York. I've had Florida, and I'm sure a lot of the surrounding up Midwest. But we've had a lot of bids from people that is all over the country. And so you do get national exposure with an auction more than people think. A lot of people think, hey, it's a local deal. And it is. And that is a shop local thing. But when you boast your business, you boast your property that you're selling, and you blast it out, everybody is looking. Mm-hmm. And so on that sale day, when you got that sale day, also everybody is looking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of one of them things. They know who the buyer is before the contract signed.
Mm-hmm. That is so interesting that you say that you have buyers to purchase property,
mm-hmm,
homes,
mm-hmm,
farms,
yep,
from other states.
Yep.
So they're purchasing sight unseen outside of what they have seen on pictures.
Well, not necessarily. Some
okay,
of them.
So they may have already been here to look at it.
We've had people fly in.
Okay. Okay.
We've had people fly in. I had a farm one time that we sold, sold it to a guy in Arizona. And he flew in the day of,
okay,
bought it, and then flew back home.
Gotcha.
And
okay.
He wanted the property.
Mm-hmm.
We've also had from Alaska, he had been there previously, but he bid online.
Okay.
And he bought it, and, you know, he knew the property, knew what it was. Okay. He still owns the property.
Yeah.
You know, But, you know, we do. We work with a lot of different people, and we got a big following with the people that sees and has bought from us before.
That's great. You know, it's like, and you and I have talked about this before, but I guess it just didn't really resonate. But, wow, that's a lot of eyes and a lot of people seeing your property when you're doing something like that.
It is. It is. And that's, you know, to me, I think that's very important, because when people says, well, you know, I'm going to go to an auction, I'm going to get it cheap. Well, sometimes you can. Sometimes you can get a deal on that. I'm not going to lie. I mean, you know, it depends on who's in the market for that day.
Yeah.
But I can tell you, that property that we sell, if it's at auction, it's been marketed and it has been advertised probably more out of state than more in state, because our in county people, what's the first thing that you see on our auctions? If you've never even been to our website, what's the first thing? If I book an auction, what are you going to look at whenever you're driving through town in Glasgow?
The location.
And the signs.
And the signs. Yeah, the signs. The signs. Yeah, you see them. Yeah.
So our signs, we make sure whenever I put signs up, I like to put a bunch of signs up, because for one, I like to see that estate or that family that has trusted me to do an auction with them. I'm going to spend more money to make sure that they're marketed, because the more I spend, the more they make, you know. But I do market as much outside of the state as what I do inside the state.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Some good stuff. 270-651-3000. 651-3000. Let's talk about MedCenter Health for just a little bit. Of course, their location, their new location here in Glasgow, has been such a wonderful addition to our community. And they are offering primary care and specialty services, including diagnostic imaging and lab, cardiology, gastroenterology, women's health, orthopedics and sports medicine, pulmonology, urology, vascular care, neurosurgery, general surgery. There are so many specialty services that they offer there at MedCenter Health. If you go to MedCenterHealth.org/Glasgow, that is where you will find additional information. And you can find pictures of the doctors and the specialists, which I think is very helpful. You know, Betsy Ann and I were talking about that yesterday, how if I'm going to a doctor, I want to know what, I don't know why, I just want to know what that person looks like.
Oh, yeah.
Are you that way, too? You just want to know what they look like?
No, I am.
I don't know if it's just curiosity or I just want to know.
I do. I'm the same way. I want to know what they look like, because, I'm not going to say this on air, but, there's some people you might feel a little bit more comfortable with.
Yeah, yeah.
That's exactly. The best way to say it,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. And they have several primary care doctors, physicians, and several doctors with their specialty clinics, and you can see all of them. I will at least say a few of these doctors, physicians, are from here locally.
Yep.
Amber Chambers. I went to school with Amber. Dr. Purvis, he used to be here and went away for a little while and has recently come back home. So I know there are a lot of folks that are excited that Dr. Purvis is back here locally. And they are offering a way to make an appointment that is still fairly new to some folks, I believe, texting to make an appointment. You can text MCHDOC to 270-796-3200. That's MCHDOC to 796-3200. So you can text for an appointment if that's easier for you to do versus picking up the phone and calling. Now, if you want to pick up the phone and call, here's the number, 270-261-5640, 261-5640. And again, you can find all of this information at MedCenterHealth.org/Glasgow. And they just recently started their walk-in injury clinics. That is every Monday from 1 to 3. So keep that in mind as well. So their walk-in injury clinic is every Monday 1 to 3. All right, 270-651-3000, 651-3000. I guess I should give you their location. They are on the bypass here in Glasgow. That's right next to Sherwin-Williams. So they're easy to find. That beautiful, beautiful facility there on the bypass. So very easy to spot. All right, 270-651-3000. That's 651-3000. Also want to talk a little bit about insurance. First Insurance Group USA. And if you are buying a home, whether it's your first home, your next home, your last home, you got to have insurance.
You do.
So important. Okay. So anything that you have that needs to be insured, you can contact First Insurance Group. Maybe it's your home, your property, your farm, your vehicle. Maybe you have an ATV or a camper, a boat, you know, any of those things. They can take care of that for you. I believe Kristen said they also offer life insurance. I think, don't hold me to that, but I believe she mentioned that the other day. But they want to take care of you and your family. They put you first. That is why that is in their name. And you are way more than just writing a policy. You know, they believe that it's very important to have a local insurance agent.
Yep.
And when something happens after hours on the weekends, it's always comforting knowing that you can pick up the phone and call your local agent.
It is.
So that is a big deal.
Word of advice, always know your agent, just like she just said. Because if you don't, and you're talking to a AI recording or you're talking to a 1-800 number, guess what? They could care less you're a number. But right here in Glasgow or around here locally, all these agents right here, just like anybody else that's in business. For one thing, they want to do right by everybody because this is a very small town.
Right.
And, you know, and we all know each other.
Yeah.
You know, that's the thing. So, I mean, you want to be taken care of. And they want you taken care of.
Absolutely. So you can call them or you can go by. They are located at 1422 Happy Valley Road here in Glasgow. That's right next door to my good friends at Monticello Bank. But that phone number is 270-261-5181. That's 261-5181. You can call. They will ask the questions that they need in order to get you a quote. If you have a renewal coming up, you might want to shop around for your insurance, for your vehicle, or for your home, and they may be able to save you some money. You know, if you could save $1,000 a year, that's pretty impressive. But always keep in mind, if you're getting a quote somewhere else and the number looks really good, you better check the coverage.
I was fixing to say that.
The coverage is the important part.
It's not always greener on the other side. You know, just because it says it's cheaper don't mean it's better.
That's exactly right.
You know.
That is exactly right. So keep that in mind as you are, if you're getting quotes, make sure that your coverage will take care of you in the event of tragedy. Okay? That's something that you've got to remember. I cannot stress that enough.
100%.
Yes. All right. 270-651-3000. 651-3000. What else would you like to discuss this morning?
Well, I tell you, before we get off the air here in a little bit, because I know we're it's been a flying morning so far.
Yeah, it has.
Next weekend, we've got a really good auction that's coming up on November the 1st at 10 a.m. is at 10588 Burksville Road, Summershade, Kentucky. It's Barron County. Super nice brick home, 3-bed, 2-bath, attached garage, and a detached shop. It's for B and Carolyn Taylor is the sellers on this. A 1,566 square foot brick home. It's got a full walkout basement on it, 2-car garage, additional attached, and the shop, but, a lot of good personal property. And, you know, what's the one thing everybody has told me for the last year? They're like, why don't y'all start doing live auctions? Well, I usually do live auctions, but there's a lot of online stuff. This one's live. So if you want to come and you want to see this thing live, hey, we've got a lot of personal property for you. We got a lot of followers that likes the personal property and a lot of antiques, a lot of furniture, glassware, you know, anything that you can think about on the inside of a home or tools. We've got it. Just a really nice location on the home. If you're looking for a home, let me know. That will be next week. Beautiful place. Honored to be able to sell that one. And you don't want to miss that if you're looking for something, a piece of real estate.
Okay, and that's November the 1st.
It is, 10 a.m.
Week from tomorrow.
Yep, it is.
Can you believe a week from tomorrow is November 1st?
Yeah, I know. You know, somebody asked me yesterday, they said, Jesse, how many auctions do you got left for the end of the year? And just myself that I've got listed myself, I've got seven.
Seven?
I got seven. And I think our company, we've got like 50.
Ooh.
But that's, I mean, that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. But I mean, that shows how good things are selling.
That's right. That's right.
But it's also, this year has flown mm-hmm. so fast.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and as you mentioned, you're already booking in 26.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and it's not, the year's not done yet. We'll, like, if you're looking to auction, and I mean this with all seriousness, if you're looking to auction and you think, hey, I need a spring auction on something, you need to book it now mm-hmm. because we book up so fast. March, April, and May is so, everything's greening up. Everybody's like, well, that's when everything looks so good. We're going to try to go ahead and get it done now. Well, by January, February, we're booked.
Yeah.
You know, and it's, we'll find a place to put you, but it may not be exactly the date that mm-hmm. you want. So if you're thinking about that, please let us know. And, you know, we'd love to talk to you about it.
And, you know, something else that I've noticed since you and I have partnered on, mm-hmm. on this is that an auction doesn't always have to take place on Saturday. You've
no.
done Thursday afternoon, Friday afternoon, yeah. Tuesday afternoon. Mm-hmm. You know, it just depends on how the seller or when the seller wants to do it. And sometimes those are even better because mm-hmm. it's not a Saturday auction.
You know, whenever I told you all ago I had a guy fly in from Arizona to buy a property, mm-hmm. it was a seven-figure property. Mm-hmm. It was well over $1 million and a large farm. You know, I did that in December on a Monday night.
There you go.
It was 19 degrees outside.
Woo!
And I can tell you this, it was cold. It was cold and it was windy, and the weather, it was almost a little mist and rain or snow or sleet.
And you were outside auctioneering?
I was, but I was also outside all day because if people showed up to look at the property, I wanted to drive them over the property and show it to them and give them information about it. But I can tell you that those days, if it's during the middle of the week, now we won't do it on Wednesday because of church, because, mm-hmm. you know, yeah. we like to keep that open for church for church on Wednesday night. Mm-hmm. But everybody that has showed up at sales on Mondays and Fridays, that's been some of my biggest sales mm-hmm. that I've ever had. And, you know, so it's always an option on that. You know, always keep that in mind that, and you're not competing with everybody else because
that's right.
most people does it on Saturdays. Mm-hmm. We do it every day of the week besides Wednesdays and Sundays. So mm-hmm. that's it.
That's right. Yep. Now, let me tell you, that shows some dedication right there. Because earlier in the show, remember Jesse said, I hate the cold.
I do.
19 degrees with wind chill, probably felt colder than that.
It did.
So that's some dedication right there.
But you know what? My sellers trusted me on mm-hmm. doing that. And at that point in time, it didn't bother me in the cold, you know, because I was like, I knew what I had to do. I had a job to
right.
do.
Right.
And that was to take care of my sellers.
That's right. So, okay, let's talk a little bit about Fireline Outdoors. I know you're big fans.
Hey, they're my buddies.
You're a big fan of these guys. Mm-hmm. And Amy was in earlier this week. They have a big trunk or treat event that's coming up on Tuesday, October 28th. Starts at 6 o'clock there at Fireline. They are going to have lots of prizes. Of course, it's going to be fun. Mm-hmm. Get the kids dressed up and enjoy some candy. So they always do this up and do this up right. Fourth annual Trunk or Treat. Double D's Barbecue will be there as well.
It is good.
It is very good. So you can enjoy that. Come hungry. Grab yourself a bite to eat. Let the kids go through and get some candy. Check out all the folks that will be set up that day. Fireline, you can hit them up for all things hunting as usual. You know, whether you are needing hunting blinds or you need deer feed, you need mineral, maybe you need some snacks while you're hunting or fishing. I don't know how much more fishing will be done. I guess there are some people that are still fishing. But if you are needing any of those things, go see them. They have crossbows. They have targets, knives. Oh, my gosh. Every knife that you can possibly imagine, every brand of knife that you can possibly imagine. And they have the everyday knives. Mm-hmm. They have the knives for hunting and fishing. They have the collector's knives, mm-hmm. that, you know, those case knives that are so beautiful. And if you want to talk knives, go talk to Ricky.
Oh, Ricky knows knives now.
I'm telling you.
Ricky knows knives.
Has part of his own personal collection there at Fireline Outdoors. If you want to just go take a look. If you love some knives, you can go see those. They have stuff for the ladies as well. Candleberry candles And they have, you know, sunglasses. They have the Myra bags. They have all kinds of camo and mm-hmm. and, you know, apparel, that sort of thing. Tons of caps and hats. I mean, you just got to go in there and walk through and see everything. She's got some new brands. Kyle bought some new sunglasses there last week. It's a new brand that they're carrying, Native.
Mm-hmm.
They look really sharp on him, and they have different styles of those. Of course, they have the Costa sunglasses, too. They even have cologne and perfume.
I can tell you, if there's something that is in style, Amy's going to make sure she's going to get it in that store.
You're exactly right about that.
And she's good priced.
She is. She is. Amy takes care of her. Amy and Ryan both. They take care of their customers. And
yeah, sorry, Ryan. I didn't mention Ryan's name. But
Yeah, you know, Amy's in there, you know, I feel like more than Ryan is. Because Ryan has a full-time job.
He does.
You know?
He's a fireman.
So he does that. And so they're just great folks. They're mm-hmm. honest. They want to make sure that you're taken care of. And if you're unhappy, if you're not satisfied for whatever reason, they will make it right. I can promise you that.
So they will.
Very good friends of mine. And, I mean, heck, I feel like Amy's practically, I mean, she's family.
Yeah.
You know, I love her to death. So
oh, yeah.
Good folks. They'll get you taken care of. Go see them and check it out for Trunk or Treat. Fireline Outdoors on West Main Street in Glasgow. They're at the red light, kind of diagonal from the People's Bank. You cannot miss them. All right. I guess. Well, we've hit the top of the hour.
We have. Pretty quick, ain't it?
We sure have.
It's flew by.
Yes. So, reminder about the auction tomorrow.
Okay. Yep. Tomorrow, we're going to start at 10 o'clock on the dot. We will start with the real estate. Like I said, we will sell all three farms from one location at 2109 Oak Grove Church Road. That's Smith's Grove. Like I said, we've got 266 plus or minus acres, two homes that will be offered as well. We have personal property, machinery, two tractors and some bush hogs, wagons, and some tools, personal property. But you all come out at 10 o'clock in the morning. We'd love to have you out there. Food, restrooms be on site. We'll have a tent for you. Love to see y'all. Be a great day.
All right, Jesse, thank you so much for being here this morning. Appreciate you as always. I just am so thankful that you come in every month and hang out with me. And
hey, I have fun doing it.
I appreciate you.
Thank you.
And good luck tomorrow.
I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks to all of our sponsors. Of course, Jesse Muse, Realtor Auctioneer with Mills Real Estate and Auction Company. Roots and Ramble Boutique, Southern Kentucky Collision. The Boys and Girls Club of Glasgow, Barron County. Med Center Health presents Wellness Wednesday this week. Also, thanks to Fireline Outdoors and First Insurance Group USA. Please remember to think, shop, eat, and always experience local. Have a fantastic Friday.
Turn up your radio right now. Serving Southern Kentucky from the top of Commerce Plaza on the square in downtown Glasgow with country's hottest hits. 103.7 WHHT, Cave City, Glasgow.